to continue the story we've been following throughout the day here on the station on BBC Radio London. A mobile shower service for homeless Londoners was stolen in East London last week. Now, the shower box unit was stolen from a car park in Canning Town. And the founder, Sarah Lamptey MBE, started by telling Salma El-Wadani this morning on Breakfast about what happened.
So on Friday, Saturday, my volunteer driver, Tom, got to the car park in Canning Town and the trailer just wasn't there as it has been for the past sort of 6 years since we started the project. It just wasn't there and we have no idea what's happened to it. And of course, on that Saturday, we were in shock and really upset and trying to sort of piece together what we could make of a service. Thankfully, the local leisure centre around the corner from St Giles, where we operate the shower service, were really kind and let so many people have a shower, which was just incredibly kind. But yeah, we were pretty devastated and still really are.
As you know, here on the show, I'm all about sharing good news and we want to follow through on stories and report them. We don't always just hear the bad stuff and it can be quite, you know, sad and disappointing. In the case, of course, of this, an important cause, this mobile shower service for homeless Londoners stolen in East London last week. Well, there's now been an update. So we've managed to get Sarah back on the line. Sarah, great to speak to you. I know it's been quite a difficult time for the shower box unit. What's the update then?
It has. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back. It's been found.
Oh, which is fantastic. Just
amazing. Totally mental as well. Like, it was just something that we just did not expect would ever happen. And this morning, not long actually after I spoke to you, I got a message from somebody who works in one of the units close to the base and said, I've seen this about a 10-minute walk away and it's just got a completely shredded tyre. So what it looks like happened is that the person who's tried to take it has actually busted it on the corner and we can see where they've done it. We can actually see a little light, you know, a little clue there, a little light just been left where it's broken off the trailer and they've managed to sort of drive around the corner. You know, it's quite quiet, this industrial zone, so, you know, it's taken a few days for anyone to tell, but it's just been, it's not even that far away, you know, it's a 10-minute walk away with a totally busted tyre, but it's there and it's totally intact apart from the tyre, so amazing.
Goodness me, what a relief, because it's been quite a stress, hasn't it? The whole point of this service is to really help those in need, to help homeless Londoners. How disappointed have you been with everything that's taken place with this whole situation, with this stolen shower mobile shower that's been taken?
I just think it really did hit us. It hit me really personally because, you know, this project is a lot of work. The need is so high and growing and, you know, we're talking to different cities about bringing showers there. So it does kind of take it a lot, you know, a lot out of myself and my volunteers as well, who were just incredible. I've got the best team. So we kind of give a lot. And I think it was just such a kick in the teeth. Well, I'm kind of totally shocking as well, of course, that it just had disappeared on Saturday and so for it to be turn up today is just unbelievable, really. Everyone is so delighted and yes, this is incredible really, and we can't wait to tell everyone on Saturday that it's back, you know.
Absolutely, that's what it's about, right? It's an important service that, as you say, you know, has been needed for quite some time. The fact that it started off here in London, as you say, looking at other cities across the country to provide these shower box units. But what are your thoughts on this? I suspect you and the volunteers have really discussed what's taking place. Are you thinking about putting any new precautions in place so that this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's an investigation that has to happen. It was actually in a car park with security and with a barrier, so we're not quite sure how it happened, okay. Actually. But we have already got a tracker on it. There's already a tracker on it. And that busted tyre has already been replaced by my fantastic volunteer, Chelsea. And Tom have gone down there and worked on that, which is incredible. And we're going to put an air tag on it and on all of our property. We didn't think it's something that we actually needed to do at this particular base. But of course, these things happen. I think people can be very determined if they want to take something. So yes, we have got that in place and it's, you know, we've now launched in Birmingham, so we're going to make sure that that's really safe as well where that lockup is. So yeah, it's brilliant news that it's back, but it's definitely given us food for thought, of course.
Yeah, I mean, how disappointed are you, Sarah? Because as you say, this has been set up with the greatest of intentions to help homeless Londoners. The whole point being it's, you know, just a free shower service. It's mobile, so it hopefully doesn't cause too much issues. And it's been so successful.
Yeah.
And then this happens, And I know you say it's a real kick in the teeth, but are you just a bit gutted about the fact that now you've got to think in amongst everything else that you're doing to help homeless Londoners to really have to think about the security of it all?
You're 100% right. I mean, this weekend is really loaded on a lot of extra kind of work and prep, and actually thinking what we'd really love is to have two, if anyone listening having access to two secure central London car park spaces, we'd really love to hear from you, because as it is, it's such a mission to drive from, you know, Canning Town to central London at St Giles and back on a busy Saturday afternoon. But of course, yes, the extra load of having to think about security on top of everything else, because, you know, that the project is very busy. We see, you know, a couple of hundred people on a Saturday. Mm. Not all of them have showers, of course, but a lot of people come for hygiene items. But, you know, we need a lot of volunteers. It is a big operation. So I think for this to happen as well, yeah, like you say, the disappointment was really, really huge. And I guess, you know, we really operate on positivity, really, because what we're doing is sort of on the unusual side, and we're aware of the difference that it is making, the impact it is making. We don't have a hell of a lot of support in terms of, I suppose, government particularly. That's another conversation I would say, but it kind of just means that we sort of had to pull together as a team, and I think we really did that over the weekend, which is fantastic. And like I said, the Leisure Centre was so amazing. A man called Farah was just incredibly generous and let us shower with him. So yeah, we're very lucky to have their support.
Yeah, big thank you to them, I guess, as you say. And if anyone wants more details, Sarah, about the organisation, how do they touch base? You're looking for volunteers constantly. Obviously, this is growing, expanding at such a rate. What's the details?
Yeah, so it's shellbox.org is the website, and hello@shellbox.org. If anyone's got anything they want to say, any kind of suggestion, and we'd love to hear it. Of course, we're in Birmingham, we're having conversations in Cardiff and Liverpool as well, and across London. The need across London itself is so high, and we are talking to different organisations in different parts of London to work out whether there is a need and what we can do to sort of work together to kind of meet the need. Of course, donations are always welcome, and we need things like underwear. We give out probably 100 pairs of boxer shorts every Saturday, 100 pairs of socks at least. So that's our biggest expense, is we want people to have a shower and come out into something clean. So, yes, all help needed and welcomed.
Oh, such good news. Over the moon it for is. You, Sarah. I know you can just hear from your voice that clearly it's really hit home just how valuable and important the work is that you're doing at Showerbox. And obviously, the next Showerbox, it's available this Saturday. That's the brilliant news, isn't it? Just give us the details, where it is, what's the locale for anyone, you know, who wants to let someone know.
It's about St Giles Church, which is right by Tottenham Court Road Station, and we're there from, it's 10 to 2, we sort of start a bit earlier. We normally are up and running by at least sort of 9:30, and we've got free towels, free toiletries, free hot drinks, and we'd love to see you.
Amazing work, Sarah. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you.
Great having you on the show, and really good news. Sarah Lamptey, MBE there, the founder of the Showerbox. Now, you can go, as she just mentioned, showerbox.org for more details.